One should not give food to a person who knows will not make a bracha. The Ramah says some people are lenient if you're giving to a poor person the Torah's stocker. Since you have a mitzvah stocker and the chash, they won't make a bracha, you're not maskeer the mitzvah stocker for chash, they won't make the bracha. According to this, Mr. Rubin can bring the God. If you know for sure he won't make the bracha, then you can't give him even a Torah's stocker. He says that if it's a Torah's vicious, he's not making a bracha. But he has an oinus that if for some reason he can't make a bracha, you can give it to him. In Eitzah, if you have somebody that doesn't know how to make a bracha, you don't want to be mature from or embarrass him, just say, well, let's drink together, and I'll make a bracha for both of us. That way, he gets it with your bracha. So, Mizam and Oyabach has a leniency in the Shalacha. If the person is expecting you to give them something to eat, and if you're not going to feed them, it's going to cause animosity, and cause them to be further away from Yiddishkeit, that's the Hetzah. But, like I said, if you could have a way of doing it in a pleasant way, then don't be embarrassed. It's better to be embarrassed about Kodesh Bohu than embarrassed of everybody else. Come about in a nice way.